Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is Kuf Chaf Ches. And we're starting two lines from the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara begins, Shalach Le Reb Abba Le Reb Yosef Bar Chama. As we'll see in the Gemara, the entire daf today, until the top of Kuf Chaf Tes, is going to be a series of halachas that Reb Abba sent to Reb Yosef Bar Chama. We're going to see at the end of all of the Shailas, the Gemara is going to say, the halacha is like Reb Abba in each one of these cases. Why are we bringing these several halachas of Reb Abba to Reb Yosef Bar Chama? Many of these shailas, in fact, virtually all of these shailas, have nothing to do with us in Yesh Nochlin. Hello, Brother Shai. We're just starting now. Kuf Chav Zayin Amud Vez, the last two lines.
Is Reb Yosef Bar Chama Rabba's father?
Reb Yosef Bar Chama is that Rabba's father? I do not know. But it is not the Rav Yosef of Shas, because the regular Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef Bar Chia. That's what it says in the Gemara in Daf Chulin, in Chulin and Daf Yud Ches. So this is somebody else. Whether this is related to Rava, I'm not sure. But in the meantime, so Sholach Le Reb Abba Rav Yosef Bar Chama, a whole bunch of halachos, and we'll see that in the middle all these halachos, one of them will be with respect to the halacha of Yakir, that a father can go and recognize a young man and say, this is my B'ni B'char. And that's the reason why we're bringing this series of shaylos.
Whether or not it's rooted in reality, he could just simply appoint someone, a gentleman, as his B'char.
If a person happens to be white and then he looks at a black person and says, this is my son, the B'char, we will not believe him. However, if it seems to be within the realm of truth and we have no reason to doubt it, we believe him. The Torah gives him that koyach. We had a machlokes about that earlier today between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. We're going to get back to it later on in the Shia.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. But we're starting off. Sholach Le Reb Abba Le Reb Yosef Bar Chama. The reason I mentioned this about the white and the black kid, I remember when I think it was my daughter Esther was born, we had a professional photographer come over and he sent a whole bunch of pictures and blah, blah, blah. It wasn't the iPhone generation. He had a
camera.
Yeah, so he came with a camera, he took photographs, and then he sent us, 3 weeks later, he sent us a bunch of photographs. They were all of, he took pictures of my daughter, Esther, and all the pictures he sent were of a black boy. So we knew that there was a disconnect between with what he was supposed to do and with what he did. Anyway.
Very funny.
Sholach Le Reb Abba Le Reb Yosef Bar Chama. Ho'im al-chaveri avdi gonavta. Person goes over to someone else and says, you know that Eved over there? That's my Eved. You stole my Eved. Boy, what are you talking about? I didn't steal it. Samativa etzlecha. How did it get to you in the first place? What do you mean? Atamachartali. You sold it to me. And Rishbam adds, and I've held on to it for the last 3 years, so I have a full chazaka on this Eved. Or he says, Atanasafi matana, I have it for 3 years. You gave it to me as a present. What's the din now? Let's assume that that's the end of the fact pattern. Well, we would say that unless the ma'arer, who says that it's his evet, can prove otherwise, the muhsik is holding on to this evet already more than 3 years. And finished. So, hands down, the current possessor of that evet wins the case. However, our Gemara is talking about that the possessor of the evet, the muhsik, is a very generous and magnanimous person. And he goes and tells the ma'arer, the one that says that it's his evet, you know what? If you make a shvuah ritzoincha, if you'd like to, hashbei, you can make a shvuah vital, and you can take the evet back for yourself. Now, there are two chidushim in that by saying ritzoincha hashbei vital. What are the two chidushim? Number one, says Rishbam, because we have a halacha,
Exactly.
So there's no inyan of making a shvuah because no such thing. It's non-existent. Number two, says Rishbam, anytime in a Torah there's a din of shvuah, call a nishbon sheba Torah nishboin v'loy mishalmen. For instance, a person who says that what you say that I owe you $100, I only owe you $50. He makes a shvuah and he doesn't have to pay on that other 50. And the 50 that he agreed, he has to pay because he's a moide, and anybody that's moide about it, he has to go and pay. However, on the part that he denies, he's off the hook. Why is he off the hook? Because he's nishba v'ena mishalim. Here, the person who is currently the muhsik of the Eved is allowing him to be a nishba v'noitel. Says our Gemara, although he did not have to do this, that's what he did. He was There's a double chiddush. Take a quick look at the Rishbam. Ritzoyin chashbeh v'toil. Six lines to the top. Rebusi, it's a chiddush. Tika omalei haimachzik l'ma'ar. Shari potter l'gamri zeh haimachzik. Mikol shavua shavoylem. He's potter. Kaim alon ein nishbon ala avodim. B'shavua. Svein mochui b'shavua klal. Number two. V'gamza atavea in a shavua mei elas ligvois mizeh. Normally, if the ma'arer on his own would want to make a shvuah, we would tell him, sorry, mister, you're not trying to go and be nishbav le mishalim, you're trying to be nishbav an oitha. You want to go and take the evet. So this, the muchzik, is being very generous. He did not have to give him this opportunity, but he did. What happens now? Says our Gemara, once he made this offer, I mean, if until the other person makes a shvuah, he can retract. But once he made the offer, ma'arer, you want to make a shvuah that's yours, I will believe you, you can take it. He can no longer change his mind. The other person can go and make the shvuah, and the muchzik will lose his evet. Frank Dimara, it sounds like a big chiddush, but really it's not. My kamash will, Antonina, didn't we learn this in a Mishnah? Now this Mishnah, the Mishnah Masechta Sanhedrin, where it says that even though Kroivim are posel not only to Eidus, but also posel as Dayonim, a person is allowed to go and say, Neman Olai. What does that mean? A person has a father who happens to be a Dayan on the Beis Din, and he is one of the litigants, in other words, the son of that father, is either the plaintiff plaintiff or defendant. And if the father is the Dayan, then he can say, sorry, Tati, you know, you can't decide this case because you're a possum. However, Omaloi, if he said, Nemalayab, it's okay. I am fine with having my father adjudicate the case, even if it goes against me. No problem.
The other person has to...
Avada, Nemalayavicha, or I agree that your father, either way. Or Nemanolai Shloishiroya Baka. Normally you have to have, of course, three Dayanim or a Mumchid to know what's going on, right? We're talking about the Dini Mamanis. You can't just go and take any three guys from the street. It's fine. Any three Hedjoitis is fine. No, probably any Tom, Dick, and Harry is good. What's the Lacha? Rameir Oimi Yachalachsabai. Rameir said, come on, this is an Irish Kaitan. He can have Charota. I didn't mean it. I didn't say it. It's not true. It's not binding. Not binding. Rishbam says, they didn't make a Kinyan. It was just Dibur Ba'alma. So it's not binding. No, once he makes that statement, and the other one takes him up on it, and they appoint his father, the other guy's father, both fathers, it's all, he agreed to it, we're done. Ah, so the same thing over here too. He didn't have to go and be so generous and say, and make a shvuah and go and take. But he said it. Once he said it, what the chum say? Any yochel lachzer the boy. Even though it wasn't necessary and it was generous on his part, but once he says it, he's committed to it. So, Ibazoi, what is the chiddush then of Reb Abba in saying, yeah, once the muchzik on the Ebed said you can make a shvuah, he's stuck. Of course he's stuck. That's like the Mishnah in Masechta Sanhedrin, that if you make this generous offer, you're stuck. Everything more kamashmul and dimetin lechamachloikis. It's telling us two chidushim. Chiddush number two is even easier than chiddush number one, so I'll say that immediately. And that is, we have machlokes on Meir and the Chacham. So the question is, how do we paskin like Reb Meir or the Chacham? So Reb Abba is saying we paskin like the Chacham, any yochalach zabay. So that in itself is a chiddush, says Rishbam, because what Reb Meir says is very, very coherent, very logical, very seicheldik. That just because a person said something silly, like, yeah, my father can be a dayan, your father can be a dayan, we'll go and take any three idiots to go and be our dayanim. This is not binding, there were no kinyan was made, there's no dvarim ba'alma, so easy come, easy go. You see the Rishbam in the middle wide lines, the dvarim ba'alma le kinyan hu, the kamalei. He just said adibor, there was no kinyan, no kinyan chalipin, and nothing else. So therefore, I would have thought that perhaps he's paskin like Reb Meir. She said, no, we paskin like the Chacham. So that's one part of the Chiddush. What's the other part of the Chiddush? The etin l'chom machlekes. What means etin l'chom machlekes? The question is there in Masechta Sanhedrin, when it says, Neman olai abba, or Neman olai avicha, who is talking to whom? Is it the toyin to the nitan? Again, the plaintiff to the defendant. Or is it the nitan to the toyin? Okay, so what nafkamina does that make? So Shresh Bama makes a big, big nafkimina. There are many in Masech Sanhedrin that say that the machloikis is only in a case where he tells him that I am moichel you if father finds in your favor. So let's talk about a case of the mashal of a loan. You have a malvus that's a loiva, you owe me $100. And the loiva says, no, I don't owe you anything. And the dayan on the case would normally be the father of one of them. He's disqualified. He can't. It's a father. Says the toyan, says the malvus to the loiva, you know what? If you want, my father can be, it's fine with me. And even if he decides at the end that you are right, and you don't have to pay me any money, that's fine, I accept it. I will not challenge the court decision based on the fact that I'm related to my father. If he favors you, it's yours, you can keep it. So, there's a machloikis. Is that the case of the machloikis? Not the case of the machloikis. The case of that Mishnah, where it was the malva saying to the loiva, I will agree to the psak of my father, as long as, of course, you also agree, if you both agree. And he, even if he favors you against my interest, it's fine with me. Say some in Masechta Sanhedrin, that's where the machlokes is. Where Reb Meir says that the malva can change his mind and say, before the din Torah starts, or maybe before the psak din, but he could say, no, no, stop. No, I don't want my father, I change my mind. Says Reb Meir, I can change your mind. In this case, however, it goes one step further. Our case is what happens if it's faket. What happens if it's the loive saying to the malva, loive being, of course, the nitan, being the defendant. If he says, my father's on the case. If he says that I have to pay, I'm going to go and pay. No problem. Even though it's my father, disqualified, I'm willing to take him as my dayan, and if he says I have to pay, I will pay. Some in Masechta Sanhedrin say, Divrei HaKoil, even the Rabbanan hold, Yochel Lachser Boy. What's the difference between one case and the other? Says Rishbam, very simple. Because in the case where it's the Malva telling the Loiva, if father says that you're right, who is the Muchsik in this case at the moment? It's the Loiva, the defendant. He's holding on to the money. If father says that you're right, you can keep the money, and that Dibur is like a Kinyan. It's as if he's moichel him and says, the money that you're holding, keep on holding forever. You're the muchzik, keep on being machzik. Oh, there's a machloek between the mayor and the chacham, yochel achzaboy, or any yochel achzaboy. But in a case where it's the defendant saying to the plaintiff, the loiv is saying to the malv, if father says that I got to go and pay you, I will pay you, oh, that's already being etenloch, that's already taking out of my rishus. It doesn't belong to me, I have to go and hand it over. Oh, then everybody holds, according to some, that Yochel Lachser Boy. In our Mishnah, or not our Mishnah, in this case of Rab Abba to Rav Yosef Bar Chama, we're talking about such a case of Etein Loch, meaning that, yes, I agree that father should go, could be our dayan, and I, the defendant, Loive, say that if father goes against me, I'm going to go and pay. So some in Masechta Sanhedrin say that Kuli Alma Moid in such a case, Yochel Lachser Boy, says Rab Abba, nein, I disagree. And the halacha, or the machloikis, between Rab Meir and the Chum is not only in a case of where it's the Malva saying to the Loiva, if the decision goes against me, you can keep the money, because then I am moichelit, and now
you're the mochsik. You hold on to the money that you have in your possession.
And you don't have to make any new kinyanim, it's all yours and finished. So there, that's the case, says Rab Abba. So I might have thought that that's where the machloikis is. But in the case of Etein Loi, where it's the loiva saying, I'm going to hand over money, ooh, maybe then everybody holds Kuli Alma Yochel Lachser Boy. Why? Because he is the muchzik in the money, and he's saying, I'm going to hand it over.
The status quo is being disturbed.
Being disturbed, and there is no mechila, there is no kinyan vis-a-vis what he's saying. When the Malva says to Loiva, you can hold on to it, he's already muchzik, you don't have to make a new kinyan. He's being moichel and telling him that if father goes against me, I'm moichel, you keep it, it's your chazaka, it's your kinyan, hold on to it. However, in the case of where it's the Loiva saying to the Malva that if the case goes against me, I'm going to go and pay you, says the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, many hold, divya kol, That even could a chum, he can go and change his mind because no kinyan was made, and now you're disturbing, as you say, the status quo. The muxik has to hand over the funds. Ah, what is our case? Our case is just like that second case because
the lova handing over the disputed property to the claimant.
Exactly, because here the muxik and the eved is going to hand over the eved. And what does Rababa say once he makes that statement? And yochalach zibay. Ah, so therefore that's why it's a double chiddush. Chiddush number one, that the machlokes is not only in the case where it's the ma'ar telling the muxik you can hold on to it. That's where the machlokes is. But even in the case where of etein loy, like the Gemara says,
Kamashlon be etein loy, surrender the property to the claimant. The
exactly. Even there's a machlokes between the mayor and the chum, and we pass on like the chum and malachim recham. So that's the double chiddush of Rababa.
You mentioned kinyan.
Yes.
There's two things, there's two episodes here. Mm-hmm. One is the kinyan of the disputed property, mm-hmm. whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The other is the kinyan when someone stipulates something and sort of wants to lock it in.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned, and you quoted the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, "Dvarim ba'alma below kinyan hu."
That's right.
So when in the case of Rav Abba mm-hmm. sending to Rav Yosef Bar Chama,
mm-hmm.
when the person says, "I will respect your shvuah and surrender it,"
mm-hmm.
did he lock in those words with the kinyan according to the Rashbam?
No, there was no kinyan.
There's no kinyan. The kinyan is only of the disputed property, and that's what the Rashbam was referring to?
Yes. Now, if you go to the first and second wide lines,
yes,
the kochkin hecha, do you see at the end of the line? End of the first line. Hecha dika omer tevea nemen olai abba.
Yes.
V'yavicha, she'im yifterucha, if they patter you from having to pay me. That's the malva speaking to the loiva,
right.
The plaintiff speaking to the defendant.
The claimant to the owner, to the
executive of the money.
Right.
If they will party you, mochaloch, I mochal you. I mean, if that's what they decide, that's what they decide. Then kuli alma moida for the mayor de any yochel lachser boy. You can't go and change your mind. Jerim muksik v'oim made u'machilad idach kikinyan dami. Since you're the muksik and I am being mochal you, so it's if I'm locking in your kinyan, it's not as, well, kinyan is under challenge. No, he's not challenging it. Now it becomes locked in because he's
marked. There's no ritual kinyan being done.
No physical kinyan.
That was my question. Thank you.
You're doing very well. Good. And therefore, that's the double chiddush of Reb Abba, that the machlokes is by etan lecha, as well as that we pass on like the chomen, and now we go on to the next shayla. Sholach le Reb Abba of Yosef bar chomen. Halacha, goyvin minu avodim. What happens if there's a bal choyv and the Loiva owes $100 to the Malva and he doesn't have the money? Where's the cash? Achanishka cash. Where's real estate? I have no real estate. What do you have? I have a vodim. Can you collect from an Eved? So normally we would say an Eved is hookish. Lekarka, lekarkoi.
And there's a coal on all the property.
So I would have thought. However, we'll see it's a big machloikis here. What's the machloikis? Halacha, goyv min avon, you can be goyv min avon just like you can be goyv from karkois. From Nachman Omer, ain't goyv, you cannot be goyv from karkois. What's this for, Rav Nachman? Why can't you be goyv? I isn't Eved hookish the karka. It's the chaltam oislam necham karechel, reshes oisam machuza. And Eved is like a shtickle karka. So if you look at the Rishbam, the fourth wide line, goyv min avodim, pal choyv shemes, goyv me avdi esoimim, tikeme kare doing them, it's just like karka. That that it says over here, goyven, we do not paskin like that. However, on the Gemara, the Amid Beis, we're going to go and say, it's a mistake. Not goyven of other, but ain goyven of other. Let's wait till we get there. But for now, when I'm ain goyven, then he is kishlecha koyes kirechsiv. Viz nachaltem, hani milit vorm haksum bateira, ki goyim. Like noyz v'kesu b'shtar b'chazok. You want to buy an eved? Kesu shar chazok, just like that. Like we had before, there's no din of Ainoa by karka and not by avodim. Why? When a person lends money and you're telling him, I'm going to give you a lien on property, security. What am I going to give you security? I'm going to give you security on this pen. As soon as the thing is over, I'll throw it in the garbage. You won't have any security left. You cannot lose it. A karka cannot move. It can't move. Why is it not Tzemichtas? Because the Eved Kemachana later, he'll run away from here to Australia.
But we do have the episode of Eved being appointed an apotiki for a loan, and all these flaws in that security still apply.
So the good news is our Gemara doesn't address any of that. What our Gemara addresses is in the case of a Bal Chayv, can you collect from an Eved as if he's a piece of real estate or not? On the surface is a machlokes between Rav Abba and Rav Nachman. We're going to talk about it further in the Amud Beis. Next shayla, or next halacha. Shalach l'Rav Abba l'Rav Yosef Barcham. Halacha. Shlishi b'sheini kosher. We know that kroivim are possibly edus. Can a brother go and be made for a brother? Tell me, Daniel. Can a brother be made for a brother? Why not? Kroivim are possibly edus. You know the famous Vantel joke that they used to go and say to Litvish yeshivas. I have befeirish raif and agimore that Moshe and Aharon were brothers. What's the Raif and Agimor? The Mishnah Zokti Mesechus Malkis that Kroivim apostle Eidus Zokti Mora Va'afilu Achim Kemoshe v'Aharon are all apostle. Oh, it's Chabafesh Gemara Moshe and Aharon. Black and white. They're Kroivim. They're brothers. So brothers are certainly possible. The question is how far does this go? You know,
and Shnius.
Good. So we're going to talk now about Rishon and Sheni and Sheni and Shlishi, as you'll see momentarily. Now, what's a shlishi? Rishbam says, you start off with Reuven and Shimon, the biblical Reuven and Shimon, the brothers. Reuven had an Einikul. That Einikul is third generation vis-a-vis Reuven. Reuven had a son, Chanoich. Chanoich had a son. Third generation, he's three. If he is being asked to testify regarding Shimon's son, Rishbam says it's Yemuel, Shimon's son, is he allowed to go and be made? And the answer is, yes, because he's shlishi, he's the third on the totem pole. Yemuel is the second on the totem pole. Gesundheit. A third, a shlishi, is allowed to go and be made for a shein. That was what Rav Abba said. Rav Amar Rava adds, Rav does not disagree. Rav says, af berishoy. Not only that, that third, that shlishi of
can testify even for...
Not Yemuel, the grandson of Reuven.
Can testify for Shimon.
Can testify even vis-a-vis Shimon. Not only Shimon's son, but even Shimon himself, even though it's a shlishi berishai. And, as we'll see in Mitzvah in the Amud Beis, Reb Abba did not address that shayla. Reb Abba was addressing a shayla of halacha lemaisa, of something that happened, and he paskes shlishi b'shein is kosher. However, he very much agrees to Rav that even a rishon is also kosher. Perhaps a rishon is even better, because it's one generation further removed. Exactly. Mar Bravashi achsher bi abo di abo. Mar Bravashi said something really fascinating. Even a grandson who's a shlishi berishon, but not shlishi berishon, shlishi of Reuven to rishon Shimon, but shlishi berishon in his own
paternal line.
In his own paternal line. So that the shlishi, the grandson of Reuven, could be made for or against Reuven. The Shvam says, because B'nei Bonim Harehin Kebonim, and this goes on for even 1,000 generations. So if you can find a great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, and you're being made on his behalf, Gunishvet, because you're all Kroivim, no matter how many generations. Okay.
What about Rishon? We just said Rishon the Shlishi.
Yes. Pretty shine.
What was that? Wasn't that talking to grandson on the
granduncle?
It was the grandson of Reuven being made for his great uncle Shimon.
Okay, so
shlishi in the lineage of Reuven, shlishi, but Rishon in Shimon. That thing more has that's okay. But Mar Bravashi wanted to add, even in the same line, shlishi b'Rishon, meaning the grandson of Reuven saying about his grandfather. Dos nisht. Gemara said that cannot be. Next. Like we just said, another halacha. He's possible. There is a dispute between landowners as to what the boundaries of a particular piece of property are. Where does Reuven's land end and where does Shimon's land begin? I'm like, okay. Or Hein Chosr, Hein Yasser, if you remember. Anyway, so what happens over here? So they said, I'm going to go and bring Edom. So Reuven has two good friends, Yankel and Beryl. Yankel and Beryl, come on in. Bezdin asks them, Yankel and Beryl, what do you know about this property? We live in the neighborhood, we know that this property, and these are the meets and bounds, they belong to Reuven. And if Shimon says otherwise, Shimon is lying, it really belongs to him. Okay, under normal circumstances, you have two Edom. If there's no contrary Edom, our Reuven will win, based on Yankel and Beryl. Yankel, one of the two Edom, became a Summa. Summa means he became
blind,
Rachmana Litzlan. If we take him out to the property now, we say, can you now identify the property? He can no longer see the property.
And identify it directly.
Maybe, but he can identify it based on kind of circumstantial evidence, meaning that he says, I know that where Reuven properties end, his property ends, there's a bar over there, or there's a special sycamore tree, which is 80 years old, or there's some other types of simanim. Just like he gives simanim on a beged, he's going to give simanim on the matzronim, on the borders of that karka, saying over here there's amasamayim, there's a ditch, there's an irrigation ditch, and there are the big boulders, which are 4 amas tall, or whatever. He gives all different types. Says, Shmuel, if he can do that, he would be a kosher eid. Have a glima loy. If he attempts to say that a glima, I know that this glima, this blue glima, normally under regular circumstances, where he's still able to see, he would be able to say, well, I know there's a rip over here, and I know that it's discolored over there, and one of the sleeves is shorter, one is longer, whatever. Unfortunately, he's now blind. So in a glima, what is he going to go and say? He's going to go and say, well, I know that it happens to be this length and this breadth. It's a, you know, it's a size 16 and a half because he's a husky fellow, blah, 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 blah. Now, that's not going to work because there are a lot of standard sizes. And it's he cannot go and pinpoint this glima to this particular owner. For Sheish is, oh, no, no. I feel the glima. Efshin mechavim midas orka midas rochboy. It's not like today that it's, you know, factory manufactured. And therefore, if you're ordering, you order 1,000 shirts, all 15 and a half, 16 and a half, whatever it is, and everybody knows they're all the same size, the same length, the same enough. Everything was done by a private seamstress, a private tailor, whatever, handmade, and therefore, there's always going to be a little bit more, a little bit less, hein chaser, hein yeser. So therefore, if he's able to mechav and say, well, I know for a fact it's exactly 12 and a half inches here, and 3 inches there, and 4 inches there. Is Ochkit.
Rosh Hashanah was a seminar himself.
Exactly, very good. Avol Naschaloi, what happens if we talk about a gold bar or a silver bar, and he wants to go and say, but this gold bar and the silver bar, oh, I sort of what I can't see now, but I can also tell you how big or how small it is, what the weight is, meaning that this bar, I can feel it, and I remember it, it's exactly 2.5 pounds of silver or gold. No, not this. Can you say? Rapopar Amafelin Ascha, Efshin Machab Midin Mishkaloisa. No, maybe he could. Because once again, it's not that there were standard weights on these things, even if there was a standard weight, but it wasn't done by machine. It was done individually by.
Cut by hand.
Cut by hand. So one's going to be a little bit more, one's going to be a little bit less. Even when you, if you buy a diamond on 47th Street,
boy.
It's always going to be a little bit different, right? This is 0.306 carats, and this is 3.08 carats, and this happens to be a G, and this is GB, and this is a H, whatever, in different colors. Epesachary. So the Rav Papa says, Afilinascha, Efsh. Come to Chais, we have a four-way machlekes. It's Rosh Rachama that says, under all circumstances, Summa is possible. Nothing to talk about. Shmuel said, no, by... By property, real estate, yo, glimanish, but property, yo. Rav Sheshi said, even a glima, he could be believed. Rav Papa said, even a nasa, he could be believed. Now the Gemara asks Meis V'Akasha on the last three. In other words, we're going to prove from a braisa, like Rav Yosef Bar Chama, if he's a summa, he is possible. I'm sorry, Rav Abba to Rav Yosef Bar Chama. Good, shkoyach. Meis V'Akasha, what's the kasha? Shein the braisa, you idea, libi edit actually nasa chosnoi, benasa chosnoi. What happens, the person initially was an absolutely fully qualified aid, and he knew the aid is actually an asa chosnoi before he became the other guy's item. You know what an item is? A son-in-law. Exactly right. And then afterwards he became an aidim. Can an aidim say aiders? No, son-in-law can testify for a father-in-law. If he says the wrong thing, the father-in-law, give him petch. Bikech, what happens if he bikech? Bikech. Normally means someone who is intelligent.
Healthy.
But here it means he's healthy. In other words, he has sight. And it's, not sight. He has the power of hearing.
And speech too? As Kharish is...
It makes a difference. Okay. Vinis Kharish, and unfortunately now he's Nebuch Def, Rachmana Litzlan. Or Piteach, At one time he was pasuach, in other words, he could see. Benistam, he became now a suma. Shofoy, he was totally normal. Then he stopped it. And now the Gemara Ashoite. What's the luck in all these cases is pasul. He's pasul. Before we continue, he's piteach benistama. He was originally a person with sight. Now he became a suma. He's pasul. Before we go on, that's already a kasha on Shmuel and Rav Sheshes and Rav Papa that said no. For maybe for a karki is okay, maybe for a glima, maybe for a nascha. So that's the kasha that the Emor is asked, that's the masri. But we're not finished yet. Continuing on the Bryce. Oh, he was originally qualified, he was not an Edom. Then he became an Edom. And then by the time he had to go and say Edus, the wife died, Rachman Litzlan, and he's no longer an Edom. He's now just an Alman. Pikeach, he was originally, he had a good sense of hearing, but his Charish unfortunately became a Charish. But now, Baruch Hashem, he's back to normal again. Pitech v'nistam, but v'chaz v'nispatech. Baruch Hashem, he's able to see again. Shofa v'nishtati was deranged, but v'chaz v'nishtati, he's back to normal again. In this case, it's kosher. Give me the general rules. Very easy. Zekal, kosher t'chilosei, oy soifai b'paslus. If either time, either at the time of the original occurrence, or at the time that he has to say, I've got to say this, either one of those times he's possible. That's the ratio. That even though initially he was, what was the Lashon HaGemara? Piteach. He was open. Sighted. He was sighted. Now, unfortunately, he is sightless because, unfortunately, he became a suf. He's possible. Finished. Even though in the interim, the middle, he was possible at a given time, but as long as at the beginning and at the end, he was kosher. He is kosher. Izach Shver on these three giants, that is Shmuel, Rav Sheshes, and Rav Papa. All three are Ogefreit, but not, of course, the original Rav Abba. Ogefreit means that they are wiped out, because they all said against this price. The Kula Shmuel, Rav Sheshes, Rav Papa, the Kula Nechshiru, Miu, Le'edis Karka, at the very least, they all agree to Le'edis Karka. I mean, Shmuel didn't agree legabe the Nascha or the Glima, and Rav Sheshes didn't agree legabe the Nascha, only legabe the Glima, but everybody agreed legabe the Karka, that Pitech v'nistama, that is kosher. Kulu, idiots, all the idiots are possible. Now maybe you're going to go and say, maybe the Bryce itself is also only talking about a case, the marshal of the Nascha. And there, okay, so it's, you only frag up Rav Papa, and not Shmuel Rav Sheshes. Says Rishbam, that cannot be. Why did the Braisa Midahoda Vitana Zihaklau? Coach is close to say Bipas is possible. May Rajisham is mina. Tim Soifi Bipas is possible. Lemon the head, Lemisni. Zihaklau. You love the Suyakalhani. The Zihaklau wanted to say this is a general rule. This is not just a rule that applies only to real estate, or only to a glima, to a shirt, only to a Nascha bar. It applies across the board. If at any time the guy is possible, either at the very beginning or at the very end, possible, and therefore all of those three giants are all Ogefreit, means that we've wiped them out vis-a-vis the halacha. Zokti moravaita noch halacha of Rab Abba to Rav Yosef Bar Chama. Shalach Rab Abba the Rav Yosef Bar Chama imal tinik ben abonim ne'emon. Rav Yechon Omer ein ne'emon. If someone says about a baby or a child, ben abonim, between the kids, he's ne'emon. Says Rav Yechon Omer, he's not believed. What does that mean? Ben abonim, neman, not neman. My kama. Omer Rabbi, hochi kama. Hoi maltini ben abonim, yirash kol nechosai, neman ker b'yoichanam ben broika. Oh, we had this already. B'yoichanam broika says, what happens if a person had five kids, five boys, no girls, just five boys. Five boys should all get the Yerusha, and there's no b'char, just five all going to split up the Yerusha among themselves. And Rabbi Yoichanam ben broika says, what happens if a person says, I don't want all my five sons to get. Four of them, Baruch Hashem, are independently wealthy. One of them is my favorite. He's Bal Nimus, and he needs the money. So I'm going to go have him exclusively in my will that he's going to go and receive. Can you do this? Says Rabbi Yechon Broika, yes, you can. Ben Habonim, you can. If you're wondering, where is this Rabbi Yechon Broika? If you just turn the daf to daf Kuf Lamet. I'm sorry, Brother Shai?
Yeah, I'm sorry, we just had that.
We just, that's how I remember it.
It's Torah Yerusha, it's Torah Matana, yes.
Matana Yerusha, yeah. Okay, so you go to the Mishnah, Kuf Lamed Omer Aleph, fourth line from the top. Kuf Lamed 130a1, see the fourth line from the top, middle of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika Omer, Kuf Lamed, yeah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika Omer, Em Omer Almi Shiroi Liyorshoi, Dvorov kayamin. If the person has an ach or a third party nisht, but some of the royal yarshai, he says, I want to give him the entire chalik or give him more than what he's entitled to. Dvorov kayamin. Amisha en royal yarshai, an acher ein dvorov kayamin. The reason is, says Imara, on the bottom of the yamid, v'hoye b'yam hanchiloi es bonov, the Torah gave rishus to an av to be manchil more or less within the category of the yarshim. You don't have the right to go be manchil to somebody that's out of your category. But if the category is a category of banim, and he favors one ben out of the banim, that's okay, says Rabbi Yechim and Brechim. Why, when, where? I'm sorry, once again, I'm sorry?
I think we got a kufchav gimel.
Yeah, we had kufchav bez and bez. That's right, 100% right. But getting back to our Gemara for a moment, so says the Gemara, perhaps that's what Rab Abba sent to Rav Yosef Bar Chama. That what? Tinik bein habanim. I don't want to give all of my kids Yerusha. I only want to give this particular tinik. He's my favorite, and he needs the money. Now, man, he's believed. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Eina Nama, no, you can't do that. So my Kama, Amar by Hachi Kama, Imal Tinik bein habanim. Yirash kol nechosai. Now, man, he's believed. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, like we just learned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Eina Neman, Kirabanim. That's all, no, you can't do that. Only Rabbi Yochanan Mabreika holds that way. Rabbi Yochanan, the Amoira, does not favor his namesake, Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, the Tana. And he says, no, Eina Neman, like the Rabbanim.
But Lashon Neman is...
Frag the Amara Maskele Rava. Hai Neman ve Eina Neman. Yirash v'lo yirash v'boyele.
Exactly.
If you wanted to go and say that this is what Reb Abba is talking about, that you can go and isolate and give the entire Yerusha or a substantial part of the Yerusha to one particular ben, bein habonim, if that's what it means, then what does that have to do with ne'emonis? Right. It's nothing to do with ne'emonis. It has to do with, do you have the koyach to mean manchel, more or less? And that's the machlag between Rabbi Yechim and Breik and the Rabbanim. And therefore you should go and say, yeah, yirash. It works. Or lo yirish, it doesn't work. Elom Rav, and now we understand why this Reb Abba comes into our Ho Gemara. Hachik Amar. Hoim al tinik bein habonim. B'choyru. Neman ki Reb Yehuda. So remember, we learned this already this morning. What happens if you have, in the community, people know the Smith family. Smith family has lived here in this community for the last 50 years. And you ask people, do you know the names? I know the names of all 12 children. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zebulun. Oh, very good. Do you know who the Bukhar? Of course I know. Reuven is the Bukhar. You know. Did you ever learn the Bible? Reuven is the Bukhar. No question about it. He's the Bukhar. Really? Okay. Then the father comes and says,
Yosef is the Bukhar.
Or he says, you don't even realize, but I was previously married to somebody else before I moved here to this local community, and I really had a Bukhar somewhere else, and that's the real Bukhar. This is not the Bukhar. So on and so forth. So the question is, is the father believed, yes or no? Says Rabbi Yehuda, yes, he's believed. Why is he believed? Because the pasuk says, "Yeah, as a b'chor ben hasnua, yaker loses loy pishnan." Yaker means to recognize. What do you mean recognize? Of course, I recognize. He's the b'chor, not the b'chor. What's it? They recognize that the father is empowered and authorized by the Torah Kedoshah to go and identify who his b'chor is, even though there's a chazak in the community. We don't have Adim, nobody was there at the birth in the labor room, and nobody knows what this fellow did, if he was married before he moved here. He didn't. We don't know that. But we know that the chazak is anybody in town there. 50 people in this huge town in Hungary or in Poland, every one of them will be able to tell you, I know all the kids and I've known them for years, and this one has this mala, this one has that mala, this one is married, this one is not married, and blah, 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 blah. Everybody knows everybody. However, the father comes up with this astounding statement, revelation, that in fact none of them b'chorin, there's another b'chor somewhere else. Says Rabbi Yehuda, the father is believed. However, the Rabbanan disagree, and the Rabbanan said, no, it's a chazaka, and the chazaka is like an anan sadi, it's almost like a statement going against Edom. So therefore, he is not believed. Azeizok, the Rabban. So now, says our Gemara, that's the machloikis between Reb Abba, who sent the halach of Yosef Bar Chama. He agrees with Reb Yehuda, and that's what he means. Neman to say that he is the Bechor. Reb Yochanan says, Eina Neman, that's the Rabbanan. You're not Neman to say Bechor. What do you do with Yakir? So you remember the Gemara said this morning, Betzorah Chakera. in a case where nobody knows. It's a brand new family moved into town. Nobody knows who's oldest, who's youngest. They all look more or less the same. And therefore, then the father, not when there's a chazaka, when there's no chazaka, then the father can identify who is the Bukhar. Okay. Anyway.
What's the choice of Minakanim?
I'm sorry, once again? Binabonim?
It says Minakanim. Oh, Minabonim. Minabonim. Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay, no problem. Zokti Moravait, another Shaila. Shalach Lerabab Lerabiyasa Barcham Ho Imer Titol Ishtiki Echad Min Habonim. Person said, I love my wife so much. Min HaToyra, a wife does not yarshin from her husband. Children yarshin from the father, but a wife. A husband yarshins from a wife, the machlekes, whether it's min HaToyra, min Drabonim, Yarash Oisa. But a husband zichah goes and yarshins from his wife. But a wife does not yarshin from the husband. The husband says, I want my wife to take Ki'echim and Abonim. Ishbam has two pshatim, whether this is intended to be bimkoim the ksuba, or in addition to the ksuba. And Rambam says, Mitch, and we're going to learn about this later on in our perek in greater detail. But bottom line is, if a father, if a husband says, I want my wife to get ke'echim and abanim, I have five children, and I want to divide up the whole estate into six parts, and she should have one portion, they tell us ke'echim and abanim, this works, says Reb Ab. Amarava, umrechosim shul achshav, umrebanim haboim li achar mikan. The nechasim shul achshav is like we learned this morning, that this is only effective to any nechasim which are there at this time. What's the reason for that? Like you were saying before, because a person can always give a matana as long as he or she is alive. If a person wants to disinherit all of his children, how can I disinherit my children? The Torah says my children are going to go and get my entire estate. He wakes up one morning and says, Kindalach, I give my whole estate away, lock, stock, and barrel to Trump because I want him to win the campaign, I want him to win the presidency. I'm leaving nothing for you. Can the children now go and complain to the courts and say, oh, he's disinheriting us, the Torah doesn't allow that? The answer is no, because when a person's alive, he can do whatever he wants with his property. He can flush it down the lavatory if he wants to. A lot of people do that, wittingly or unwittingly. And therefore, if a person wants to give away his property, he has every right to do that. So if he wants to go and give it to his wife, not only can he give a kechem and a banim, he can give everything to her. However, therefore, says the Gemara, but only the chasim shel achshav. Whatever he owns now, he can say to the wife. For instance, if he owns $6,000, he has five boys. Normally, if he would pass away on the spot, each one would get $1,200, putting aside the way the Bukhar and the no Bukhar. So you have now five boys, and now all five boys are going to go and get $6,000, each one are going to get $1,200 each. But now that he says, my wife should be Ke'echem and Abanim, then each one will get $1,000. She'll get $1,000, each one will get $1,000. That's all wonderful. Chosim Shalachshav. He said he made this statement when he was 70 years old. And then, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Marichas Yomim, he lived for another 49 years until the age of 119. Nebuchadnezzar passed away before 120. Yeah, that happens sometimes. Anyway, by the time he got to 119, the amount of money that he was able to accumulate was another $100,000. Wow! So the wife should go and get a sixth of that $100,000. And the answer is no. Because when he gave the matana, he gave it to his wife, it's matana. As matana, you can only give something that you own now.
You have to reaffirm that.
If and when he's about to pass away, if you were to go and say again, I want to get, that's a different story.
Mark to market, but it's the Davar Shlomo Olam. We have, you know, with Reb Meir, we had Reb Meir this morning.
Oh, so now the question, what would Reb Meir hold in this case? Says Rishbam, look at Rishbam, the last of the narrow lines, Vafil Reb Meir, you see Vafil Reb Meir? Last of the narrow lines, right? Yes. Before the one. Vafil Reb Meir, the Omar, or the Mak, and the Dov Shalom Olam. Hanimil Mefarif, he says explicitly, not only am I giving my wife 1/6 of all nechassim, that I have today, but also on the chasim that I might receive at some time in the future from now until I pass away, then he could do that according to Reb Meir. Because Odom Makne, Dovash Lebelon. That's if he said it. Al Bistama, if he just said Stam, when he's 70 years old, I want to go and give away 1/6 to my wife, Keben Ben Abonim, Ain Odom Maladait, Dovah Royla, Love Lak Noisai, Dovashu Muchzik Bay. The only thing he has in Machshav is what he is Muchzik in now. Now I know I have $6,000. What's going to be tomorrow? What's going to be in 20 years from now?
We'll find out then.
Exactly. Who knows? Does anybody have Ruach HaKodesh? Do we know for sure? Trump's going to win. Harris is going to win. FGO, FGO, FGO. We all hope. We all pray. Nobody knows for sure. So therefore, the only thing that he's sure of when he wants to give it to his wife, the Dabashu Muxik boy. Can't be anything other than that. So that's what the Gemara is clarifying. Says Rava, even though Rab Abba said you can go and give your wife a portion together with other kids, but only nechasim that exists today. But anything that accrues later on, she doesn't get unless he made a further statement later on. But then he adds yet another nekudah. Even though we were talking about nechasim, we're talking about today's nechasim. What happens if at that moment, as he's talking, he has 5 sons? But by the time he passes away 20 years later, he has 10 sons. So what are we going to say now? Is she going to get a 6th of the estate? Because when he said he only had 5. Or is she going to get an 11th of the estate? Because of that. Zakti Yamara, Kibbanim Aboyim Li Acher Mikan. Even though the Nechosim are like today's Nechosim, the $6,000, she will not get from the difference between the 6 and the 100,000, because that was not Oyle B'machshav Toi. However, the Bonim do include all future Bonim that are born from now until his Patir. And by the way, the other way around too. He could have had 5 sons and Nebuch, 1 or 2 of them passed away. Right. We take a snapshot of what happens when he passes away. What's the reason why, says Rishbam? Because when a person says, I want Kibban ben Abonim, when is he talking about? He's not talking about today.
It's about the day he dies.
The day he dies. So that's already in his mind. Whenever, I don't know when I'm going to die. Only Kodesh Baruch knows. Whenever that's going to be. If there are going to be 3 kids, she gets 1/4. If they're 10 kids, she'll get 1/11. If they're 5 kids, she'll get 1/6. Whatever it is. Because that's what he said. Ben Abonim at that time.
Isn't he being master on much of the Torah?
No.
That's correct. That's why it only works al Samatana. And that's why it only works for any Nechosim that he owns at this time. Any nechassim that accrues subsequently.
He wants to give it a dinya. It sounds like he wants to give it a dinya Rusha. Not that he's giving it to her.
He's
not saying, I'm giving you a matana. Alright.
Okay. No, what you're saying is great, but the lashon of the Rab Abba is titoil ishti. He didn't say tirash ishti. Titoil, which means that she should go and take. What she should take? She's going to take a matana that I'm giving her all nechassim that I own today. She can go and take a
chet.
Again, equal share, exactly. Yishok Timur Avayit, next tickle. Sholech Lerab Abba Lerab Yosef Bar Chama. Hamuitzi Shtar Choyv Al Chaveiroi. Person takes out a Shtar Choyv against his Chaver, and the Malva says, Haloi V'malva Oim Aloi Nefrati Klum. You owe me a full $100. Not a penny less, not a penny more. Look at the Shtar, it says 100, you owe me the whole 100. V'loi V'oim Eperati Mechza. I paid half. Now, if we don't continue on,
what was this? A tani yishava.
A yishava. You have to go make a shmua. Why do we make this?
And lo mishalman.
Well, lo mishalman. How much is lo mishalman?
50.
But you do have to mishalman.
He's more down
the exactly. So you'd have to go and pay half, and he makes a shmua on the other half. That would be the normal case. But guess what happened? Ma'osu kodesh baruch hu. For edim ha'idim. Now edim come in from left field. Shepora kuloi. This loiva paid the entire amount.
Right.
And therefore he doesn't own a penny. So what happens now? Zokter Rab Abba Harizanishba the Goy Vemechza. He has to make a shvua that he only owes 50, like a regular person who's Moidim Mixas, like it says in the Torah. And the Malva will be able to go and collect the other 50. I know you're thinking to yourself, what about those Adam? We're gonna talk about that in a minute. Don't get nervous. We're gonna get
very nervous.
I know.
Nervous.
That's why we're gonna address that in a moment. But he can only collect the Mechzim the Chosmani Khoirin Avam Shabodim Loi. But not from the Mishubadim. Even normally, of course, the Baal Chayiv can go and collect from the liens on Mishubadim.
Right.
The Amri, because the Lekuchas can say, there's a conspiracy going on over here. Anan Aedim Samchinan. When we lent the money, we had already spoken to Aedim, and Aedim had already told us, yeah, that loan is already long paid off. Okay.
No shiba.
There's no Shiba, there's no lien, there's no mortgage, there's nothing, and so we relied on them. And therefore, if the Malva wants to get paid, he can only get paid from the Chosim Nechayrin and not from Mishubadim. But we're not finished yet. Continues on Rab Abba. Vafil Rab Akiva, the Omer Meshav Aveda, have Rab Akiva normally hold in such a situation, you have a Meshav Aveda. The Gemara doesn't go into the details of what the machloik is between Rab Akiva and Rab Shimon ben Elazar are. The Rishbam fills in the blank. We had it at the beginning of our Masechta. What happens if you took out a Blumberg form of loan? A Blumberg loan form that you bought at the stationery store, exactly, for $5 or whatever it costs. And they signed it and they dated it and all the rest. and then there was a big blank there, and it says dollars. And they were going to fill it in with $100, $2, $5, $20. But guess what? They decide we don't need the lawyers. We can do it ourselves. You just buy a form. And they didn't write anything, and now it just says blank. And the guy gave them the money, whatever the money was, and the maturity date is 10 years later. 10 years later, he says, Reuven says to Shimon, you know, you owe me under that document. Oh, you're right, you're right. I'm happy to pay. You know, Baruch Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu blessed me with money. I'm happy to pay. How much is it? Well, let's take out Nisi Sefer Menachse. And they see, it's a blank here. Do you remember how much it was? The Malva says, don't you remember? It was $5. $5? Ah, come on, it wasn't $5. I remember it was $3. It wasn't $5. I wouldn't have taken so much money. $3. It was just $3. Now the question is, what is the status? The Chari is a Moedim Mixus. He says it's $5. He says it's $3. A Moedim Mixus, you have to make a Shavua. However, says Rabbi Kiva, he's a Meshav Aveda. What means a Meshav Aveda? Meshav Aveda is, again, a different case. A person is walking down the street, he finds a wallet, and he makes an announcement in Shul, whoever gives me Simanim, I give him back the wallet. Somebody comes by, gives him the Simanim, you're stuck in your wallet, and he hands over the wallet. Then the one that lost the wallet opens it up and says, hey, you stole some money. There was originally $300 in this wallet, and now there's only $100. And now the person gets so offended and so insulted. Here, I'm a nice guy. I give you back your wallet. I give you back the money. And now you're charging me of the larceny, of stealing, of theft. So what's the din now? So Chayim Min HaTorah, you would say, is a Moedim Mixus. The other guy says, you owe me $300. And the other guy says, no, it was only 100, and there's 100 there, and a halach. So you would think it would have go with the din of a Moedim Mixus. Says Rabbi Kiva, this is a Meshav Aveda. What's a Meshav Aveda? The Chachamim gave a special din. We don't want to disincentivize people that are returning Avedos and saying, you give back the Aveda, now you might be subject to a Shavua. If I know that I'm going to be subject to Shavua, Mali Litzar HaZois, I'll leave the Aveda on the floor, let somebody else make a Shavua. I don't want to have to go and say Hashem's name. Lo Yinake Hashem Eisa Shisa Shavua Shavua. And therefore, says Rabbi Kiva, if you're being a good guy, I don't want to use the term good Samaritan because I know you don't like that term. You're being a good guy, a Boy Scout, and you're giving back, you don't have to make a Shavua. Says Rabbi Kiva, the same thing is, this person where the shtar is blank, just says blank dollars, he could have said it's only $2 because miyut rabim ishnayim, right? The minimum number of dollars would be two. Can't fill in one because that would be $1. You'd have to scratch out the S. But the minimum of dollars is two. And he said it's three. Since like a Meshav Aveda. Since he's like a Meshav Aveda, I would think he should be potter from a Shavua. But as Dr. Nishazah, yes, Dr. Chari, is a Nishba, the Goy Vimechza. Vafilu Rabbi Kiva, the Om Meshav Aveda have. That's when there is nobody else in sight. He said, I found this Aveda, I'm giving it back to you. He said, here's the shtar. Nobody remembers what the amount of the Aveda of the Loiva Halva was. We just know that there's a blank here. He said, Leka Adam, he's a Meshav Aveda, he's a good guy because he's willing to give away three instead of just giving it back. Two. Avheich the Adam, here they're Adam. And what did the Adam say? The truth of the matter is the Adam are on his side. The Edom say that he paid everything, right? His 50% acknowledgement is against his own best interest, because the Edom say that he paid everything. But the Edom weren't there yet. The Edom only came subsequently. He doesn't know what the Edom are going to go and tell him. He just knows that the Bezdin has on its docket, that first 10 o'clock, Reuven, the Malv, is going to speak. Then, yeah.
And the Rabbi says in the Behemba Matzia, he's pushing him off. Originally he denies, he pushes him off. Mm-hmm. He's saying things to push off the claim so we can collect
right. That's always the svara of
the kofar b'kol.
Exactly.
But even here, it's a shtickle because he's kofar the kol mechza that he says he doesn't know, as it were. You know what I'm saying? It's a little bit psychologically the same.
Aha. Okay, so the psychology of the Mara says is, when he hears that Edom are waiting outside the Bezin door to come in, it's 50-50 chance. Either they're going to say it is on his behalf, or they're going to say it is on the other guy's behalf. And if they're going to say on the other guy's behalf that I owe $100, I'm going to have to pay $100. So you know what? I'm going to be Moedim Mixus. Yesusi Irsus. Irsus means Chil Vereses. Right? He's fierce.
He's trembling.
Chil Ra'odiyoy Chazen. He's trembling. That's why he's not a Meshav Aveda. And therefore, he does have to make a Shavua, just like a normal Moedim Mixus. He's not a Meshav Aveda. And the only difference is that the Malvu will not be able to collect from Mishubadim, only from B'nai Chayim. A mask of Mar Baravashi says Adrabah, just the opposite. After the Reb Shimon Elazar, the Amma Moida makes his Taina Hava in the case of the 5 and the 3. So Reb Shimon Elazar, he's a Moida Mixas. He's not a Meshav Aveda. And he has to make a Shvua. Hani Mila Hech the Leke Eidun the Kamasayale. That's because there's nobody on his side. Here he has to wait. Let's say, not only he paid 50%, he paid the whole 100%. And Vada Meshavavad, he's the biggest good guide in the world. Two Adam are willing to get up and say, he paid every single penny. It's okay, I'll pay you $50 anyway. You don't have to pay a penny, it's Chamishavavad. And therefore, Mar Baravashi respectfully disagrees with Reb Abba. Okay, so now we've gone through, as you see, 5 or 6 different memories of Reb Abba. Torish Marzutu Mishmei Derav Simi Bar Ashi Hilchasu B'chol Hani Shmeitze K'nisholach Le Reb Abba Rav Yosef B'chama. We pass in every single case like Reb Abba. He's the father of all of these halachas. Reb Abba, we pass like him. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to analyze. Omali Rabin Rav Ashi Rav Nachman. What's the mitra Rav Nachman? What's the case of Rav Nachman? We go back to the Omer Aleph just for a moment, about 10 lines to the top. Sholach Rav Abba Halacha Goyvin Minu Avodim. You can go and collect a debt from an Eved, because Eved is hookish the karkois. Rav Nachman Omer Engo, even though you cannot go and collect from an Eved, because even though he's hookish the karkois, there's no smichas das, because Ekemachan A later, Masha Enkin Minasai. So now says Yimar, you're going to pass him like Rav Abba against Rav Nachman. We know that we always pass him like Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was the Dayan. He was the Dayan of the
Abba.
Not only Abba, but of the Reish Kalus, he was the Eidim Reish Kalus, so he was like the chief justice of the Supreme Court. So he always passed Rav Nachman. So, you know, says Rishbam, Kashi Hilchasa Hilchasa. Here you're saying we're passing like Rav Abba. We always pass Rav Nachman. Habat Chachastira. Every Gemara, Amalei, Ein Goiv Masninala, V'chein Amar Rav Nachman. That's what Rishbam referred to when I said, we're going to talk about it later on. Not that there's a Machlaikis, but rather of Abba Rav Yisrael Chama, Ein Goiv Manavad. V'chein Amar Rav Nachman, Ein Goiv Manavad. And then there's no Machlaikis. Everybody agrees, Ein Goivin. So we pass in light that Rav Abba. Well, Hilchas Alafukimai, Oy Bazoi, what does Allah come to exclude? In other words, what Chiddush are you telling
me? Right.
Hila Fukim in the Rava, maybe it's coming to exclude from Rava. What did Rava say? That not only Shlishi B'Sheini could be made, you could also be Shlishi B'Rishon could be made. Hila Fukim in the Rava, Moisefu. Rava was not arguing with Reb Abba. Says Rishbam on the third line, Ikalim Afil Reb Abba Moide. Reb Abba agrees with Rava. The reason why he spoke about Shlishi B'Sheini, because that was the story that happened. There was a Master Shehoi, and he said, no problem, you could say, hey, Shlishi. But it could be very well that he agrees with Rava. So how can you go and say, we paskel like Reb Abba, in other words, against Rava? No, it's very possible. They're both on the same page and both agree. And Lamai, you're going to go and say, we paskel like Reb Abba against Mar Baravashi. Who is Mar Baravashi? Mar Baravashi was the one that said, Shlishi Barishain of his own grandfather. The Gemara already said, Ein halacha kemar Baravashi. Anybody in the same line, even 100 doyos. Right. So we already said, let's look to Mar Baravashi. That was the case of the glima mit the nascha mit the karka mit mitron, when the guy became a suma. He tells what we already said to you after the kula tiyofta. So Bazoi, what did Rav Marzutra Mishmei Rav Simi Bar Ashi intend by saying we always passing like Rav Abba in all these cases? If you go through every single case, we've already dealt with it. I don't understand what the chiddush is. Else in Lafukim and Rabbi Yochanan. What's Rabbi Yochanan? You remember Kuf Chav Ches Amid Beis, 10 lines from the top. We had a machloikis. Do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that Yakir, or like the Rabbanan that you don't say Yakir? So there, Rabbi Abba said we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan said, no. Ain't in them like Rabbanan. So our Gemara is telling us, not like Rabbi Yochanan. We talk a paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that you can be a father, can be makir, a son, and say he is a Bechor, even though there's a Chazok in town, that somebody else is a Bukhar. So that's Hilchasa like Reb Abba, not like the Rabbanan, and not like Rabbi Yochanan. And Umiat Kafta Dumar Barabashi. We finished off this last tickle where the Gemara said that Reb Abba is coming to tell us, not only according to Reb Shimon Blaza, but even according to Reb Akiva, that normally holds Meshiv Aveda, that's only when they know Edom. But when there are Edom, Yisusi Irsis, and therefore he has to be Nishba. And then you remember that Mar Barabashi said, no, Afshapung Faket. That even according to Reb Shimon Elazar, that normally holds that you have to go and be Nishba, maybe here he would hold you don't have to be Nishba because he has Edom that are supporting him. But the Gemara already dispensed with that svara because he didn't know what the Edom are going to go and say. If you know what the Edom are saying, and you're saying, notwithstanding those Edom, I am machayiv myself, that's a meshav of Edom. But you don't know what the Edom are going to go and say. Maybe the Edom are going to go and say, you have to pay the whole $100. That he was moidim and mixes, the 50, is not because he's a good guy, but he wants to go and save his hide, at least to the extent of 50%. And therefore, our Gemara says, we paskin like Reb Abba, that even according to Reb Akiva, he's not a meshav of Edom. And in this case, when the Edom that came subsequently, he's going to have to go and make a shvua, and then he'll have to go and pay the other half. But the half is not going to be paid from Mishubadim,
only from
B'nai Choyden. That's how we paskin on all of these shaylas. Have a wonderful evening, everybody.